Over the heads of the people, Ignatius saw his mother walking slowly out of the lobby of the department store, carrying the bakery products as if they were boxes of cement.
"Mother!" he called. "Not a moment too soon. I've been seized."
Pushing through the people, Mrs. Riley said,
"Ignatius, what's going on here? What you done now? Hey, take your hands off my boy."
"I'm not touching him, lady," the policeman said.
"Is this here your son?"
Mrs. Riley snatched the whizzing lute string from Ignatius.
"Of course I'm her child," Ignatius said. "Can't you see her affection for me?"
"She loves her boy," the old man said. "What you trying to do, my poor child?"
Mrs. Riley asked the policeman. Ignatius patted his mothered henned hair with one of his huge paws.
"You got plenty business picking on poor children with all the kind of people they got running in this town. Waiting for his mama and they tried to arrest him."
"This is clearly a case for the Civil Liberties Union," Ignatius observed, squeezing his mother's drooping shoulder with the paw. "We must contact Myrna Minkoff, my lost love. She knows about those things."
"It's the communists,"
the old man interrupted.
"How old is he?"
the policeman asked Mrs. Riley.
"I am 30,
Ignatius said condescendingly.
"You got a job." "Ignatius has to help me at home," Mrs. Riley said.
Her initial courage was failing a little, and she began to twist the lute string with the cord on the cake boxes.
"I got terrible arthritis."
"I dust a bit," Ignatius told the policeman. "In addition, I am at the moment writing a lengthy indictment against our century. When my brain begins to reel from my literary labors, I make an occasional cheese dip."
"Ignatius makes delicious cheese dips," Mrs. Riley said.
"That's very nice of him,"
the old man said.
"Most boys are out running around all the time."
"Why don't you shut up?"
the policeman said to the old man.
"Ignatius?"
Mrs. Riley asked in a trembling voice.
"What you done, boy?"
"Actually, mother, I believe that it was he who started everything."
Ignatius pointed to the old man with his bag of sheet music.
"I was simply standing about, waiting for you, praying that the news from the doctor would be encouraging."
"Get that old man out of here,"
Mrs. Riley said to the policeman.
"He's making trouble. It's a shame they got people like him walking the streets."
"The police are all communists,"
the old man said.
"Didn't I say for you to shut up?"
the policeman said angrily.
"I fall on my knees every night to thank my God we got protection,"
Mrs. Riley told the crowd.
"We'd all be dead without the police. We'd all be laying in our beds with our throats cut open from ear to ear."
"That's the truth, girl,"
some woman answered from the crowd.
"Say a rosary for the police force."
Mrs. Riley was now addressing her remarks to the crowd. Ignatius caressed her shoulders wildly, whispering encouragement.